He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. Head coach Gary Kupiak talked about some of the fringe players the team is carrying. We heard from the coach and from fullback John Abadi. Also on June 14th from 1 to 4, special teams coordinator Joe Marciano will help host an All-Pro Dad Father's Day event at the Methodist Training Center. There will be lots of family activities, so go to allprodad.com to register.
Flight 72! Flight 72!
With the roster crowded at fullback, it won't be easy for second-year pro John Abadi to make the team.
The problem you got, you know, is I think everybody in this league is staring at 80 players, and we're no different. And so we're really trying to evaluate, the fullback position right now with him, Jamil, and Bonta, and, may have some tough decisions to make before we get to training camp. So, but he's had a good offseason. He's a worker. He'll hit you. John shows up more in pads than without the pads because he likes contact a great deal. So we'll see.
Head coach Gary Kupiak said Abadi, who played linebacker in college, can help himself by playing special teams.
Well, I think it's going to play a big factor for it's said and done because with that number of players going to camp, having to cut back, 8 to 10 bodies, those guys are going to all have to be big special teams players and contributors during the preseason.
As for Abadi, he said the ankle injury that kept him on IR last season is no longer an issue.
Ankle's feeling real good. I stayed here the entire off season and just rehabbed and worked out with Dan and Ray, and it's feeling real well. It healed up a lot faster than I expected and full speed now.
And fans, don't forget to take the HoustonTexans.com survey on the homepage. It will be up for just a few more days and your feedback is valuable. As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Get up and scream.